This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New claims for unemployment benefits went down again last week. More than 8,300 people filed for unemployment. That's down by more than 1,000 new claims from the previous week. Unemployment filings hit their peak in Colorado in mid-April, when more than 100,000 people filed for unemployment in 1 week. Outbreaks of coronavirus are on the rise again in Colorado, according to new numbers from the State Health Department. Lindsay Fent reports.
22 businesses across the state reported new COVID-19 outbreaks this week. The data was released 1 day after Governor Jared Polis ordered bars to close again because of an uptick in cases. The governor declared bars unsafe, but most outbreaks this week occurred in restaurants. They will be allowed to stay open under the new order.
Reporter Lindsay Fent. As U.S. coal consumption declines, affected communities want to spur smart economic growth. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
A group of 80 organizations released their National Economic Transition Platform. It aims to give federal and local policymakers a framework on how to best support places and people hit hardest by the changing coal economy. Emily Hornback is with the Western Colorado Alliance. She says jobs in renewable energy are a big focus, but says that's no easy task.
There's many steps that need to happen for the renewable energy economy to actually be a job creator in coal-fueled communities.
Hornback says one example of legislation the platform would like to see passed is the Moving Forward Act, a $1.5 trillion infrastructure bill. It passed the House and awaits a vote in the Senate. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
This is CPR News.